The Pittsfield City Council recently approved increasing parking violation fines throughout the city. It updates penalties that in many cases range from $5 to $15. Effective July 1st, most of the fines, like parking in an intersection, on a sidewalk, or double parking, jump to $30 or $50. Council President Melissa Mazzio and Vice President Christopher Connell brought the idea forward. Connell says the fines were so low that the city's police and parking enforcement employees weren't citing for certain laws because it wasn't worth it.
We weren't looking to raise revenue. We're looking at to change behavior downtown. One of the many things since I've been a councilor that has come up as far as, especially in North Street, is the fact that we have difficulty bringing more people in to visit the city because of the issues with parking and lack of enforcement.
The council's Ordinance and Rules Subcommittee updated more than 30 violations. Connell, the committee's chair, explained at a recent city council meeting that the committee decided not to change overtime parking fees as the city's community development office works on implementing a downtown parking plan. Street parking is largely free, but without a permit is limited to 3 hours in most places downtown. A first overtime offense costs nothing. A second equals $15.
So until we can get that in place and a lot of those signs taken down, especially in our downtown area, we left that the same.
The most expensive violation is parking in a handicap space. A first offense increases from $100 to $200. A second offense in a calendar year will cost $300. Parking in a bus stop is a $100 penalty. John Kroll and Barry Claremont were the only two counselors on the 11-member body to oppose the increases. Here's Claremont speaking before the vote.
I still just feel that some of them are too high. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into which ones and why, but I won't support it. Thank you.
Following a $75,000 consultant study of parking downtown, last year the City Council approved $500,000 to spend on implementing the plan, which could include electronic kiosks for metered parking in high-demand areas such as North Street. Downtown Pittsfield, a 165-member organization, participated in the study. Managing Director Christine Hurley doesn't think the fine increases will have much impact on businesses, but is hopeful metered parking could.
The hope is it will make parking much easier for customers who are coming into downtown. We hear all the time that they drive down North Street, they see that all of the spaces on North Street are filled, and they just keep on driving because they don't want to, you know, bother to look elsewhere for parking. So we're hoping that those more convenient spaces open up.
North Adams has metered parking in its downtown. The study, which is available at WAMC.org, found that between streets, lots, and garages, there are more than 6,000 parking spaces in downtown Pittsfield, less than 60% of which are full at any given time throughout the day. It found that 80% of employees park within one block of their work, while more than half the cars stay longer than 90 minutes. Hurley says the downtown parking plan should be in place in the next few months.
We're looking at around 75 cents an hour without a time limit, and you know, you will be able to get your first 15 minutes for free. So if you're someone who's just pulling into the downtown to maybe run into the bagel shop, get what you need, and come out, you wouldn't need to worry about, you know, paying for that 15 minutes. But beyond that, you will be paying. And the good news is the reason that we're putting in these parking meters is it's about creating availability. So there will be still areas in downtown where you could park for free, or you could park for free for 3 hours or for 90 minutes. So it's not that everywhere you turn, you'll be paying for parking.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.